climate change, experts in Sicily are warning that rising sea waters are threatening some of the island's most crucial heavy industrial plants. They also predict food shortages as crops wilt in withering heat. The island has endured record temperatures this summer. From Sicily, special correspondent Malcolm Brabant reports.
It's been a long, hot, sweltering day, and there's plenty of heat left in the sun as dusk approaches. This is an avocado plantation in the foothills of Etna, Sicily's active volcano. Avocados have been grown here for decades. One of the attractions for farmers like Andrea Passanisi is that it's a tropical fruit and should be able to withstand high temperatures. But this summer's extreme heat burned the leaves of the avocado trees and damaged the fruit.
When there's excessive heat, like in July and August, when we had 120, 122 degrees, it's not just humans that feel it. Avocado and mango plants suffer too. The plants are susceptible to excessive heat. What happens is the plant gets stressed, and in order to protect itself, it expels the hanging fruits.
This has been the hottest ever summer in Europe. Today, here in Siracusa, in Sicily, the temperature is a relatively mild 92 degrees Fahrenheit. On August the 11th, the thermometer shot up 30 degrees more to 122 degrees Fahrenheit, unprecedented in Europe. This summer's temperatures made it difficult to breathe in Sicily. The island is now a touchstone for the rest of Europe when it comes to climate change. Christian Mulder is a professor of ecology at the University of Catania.
The really high temperatures we have seen will repeat more often in the next years because the carbon dioxide reached levels that are really unprecedented.
Excessively high temperatures and drought are dual concerns for citrus growers Marco Frasson and his partner Emanuela. They have a large farm in central Sicily. It yields between 3,000 to 4,000 tons of oranges each year, with a net value approaching $10 million. The soil here is drying out from lack of rain and shrinking underwater reserves. Harvest starts in early winter, but this could be a bad year.
These extreme temperatures are a serious challenge for reforestation. We can say categorically that everything that is green suffers. We feel as though we are in Africa instead of Italy.
As with avocados, citrus leaves are indicators of stress suffered by the trees. They should be green and lush, but they've been scorched.
This leaf is the result of the 122 degrees Fahrenheit we reached in the middle of August.
As he drives along dusty trails, Frasson worries that without rain, their yields and profits will be badly hit.
The great concern is that if our region of Sicily is unable to provide enough public water, we'll be in enormous trouble, as will all the workers who work for our company.
In the past, the partners relied on local authorities for their water supply, but following numerous droughts, they constructed their own reservoir.
If the reservoir doesn't fill up this year, it won't be able to supply the water we need. We will be autonomous only until July next year. Then we won't be able to continue cultivation and meet the needs of our citrus groves.
The evidence of climate change is stacking up for Gino Catania, a regional leader of the Italian Agriculture Confederation. He's warning of food shortages in the not-too-distant future.
We are genuinely concerned about the future of agriculture if it continues like this. It hasn't rained for over 5 months. Access to crops will be at risk. Essentially, less production means less food. Farmers are concerned that they won't be able to satisfy the ever-increasing demand for food, not only in Italy, but also abroad.
If record temperatures aren't enough, low-lying areas of Sicily are also threatened by rising seawater. Sicily's east coast is stacked with heavy industry. One of the biggest refineries in southern Europe stands right next to the sea. Professor Giovanni Schicitano is urging the owners of these multi-billion dollar plants to relocate inland as soon as possible.
The sea level could rise by as much as 3 feet. This could also be amplified by geological phenomena, such as the subsidence of coastal plains. Industrial structures in southeastern Sicily, such as this loading dock for refineries, would certainly have serious problems. Some of the plants located in this area could be submerged within the next few decades.
It isn't just industry that needs to move. Augusta is one of the many cities around the world that are imperiled by melting glaciers and ice caps. This hospital will be among the first casualties. Geology professor Carmelo Monaco is pessimistic about the chances of saving cities like Augusta.
Even by blocking CO2 or methane emissions, this process is now irreversible. Perhaps it'll take hundreds of years before the trend changes a bit. Among other things, international climate agreements such as the Paris and Kyoto protocols haven't been respected, so there's no real change in the behavior of many countries.
That grim view is not shared, however, by Professor Christian Mulder.
We all have to reduce the industrial emissions, and it has been demonstrated that it is possible to keep the same gross domestic product even with much lower industrial emissions.
Italy has boosted investment in renewable energy sources, but it's been slow going. The government wants to speed up the installation of cleaner energy and to end reliance on fossil fuels. But without a worldwide effort, Italy alone cannot save its coastline from vanishing beneath the waves. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Malcolm Brabant in Sicily.
A reminder of how climate change is literally everywhere. And that's the NewsHour for tonight. I'm Judy Woodruff. Join us online and again here tomorrow evening for all of us at the PBS NewsHour. Thank you. Please stay safe, and we'll see you soon.